He reached into his bag and out he brought his little pipe and smoked. While he was smoking, he kept a seed in his mouth, which was a long needle pine. When he had finished, he set the seed in the ground again, and started his performance. In the same manner, with all the hopes of making it reach the sky, but this was also in vain, though it did pass the two first trees. Now not only the chipmunk, but all the rest of the people were very much troubled and crying in their hearts to think that the trees had failed to reach the opening in the sky. 19. The chipmunk, with a broken heart, filled up his little pipe and smoked, thinking very hard of what he could do next, because he thought himself powerless and knew that only his gods had unlimited power. So with his smoking he prayed the gods for more wisdom. He could see that every heart was sad, for the men were sitting around with their heads down upon their folded arms over their knees. A thought came to him now, so he slowly raised his head and said, "We are all very sad, but I will try again, so I wish to ask you from your very hearts if there is someone here who is not very willing to go and hates to leave behind the ones he loves, or there may be some of you that still have evil thoughts in your hearts. All this work and many sleepless nights are getting heavy on our father, our chief. We must confess ourselves to him and to our gods that we will do right and will try to live the right kind of life in the upper world." "We are all true," said they. "If we were not true, we would not have stayed to this day with our chief." The chipmunk left them and went to a place where the bamboo tree grows. Here he took a little shoot of a bamboo plant, and with this he brought a tiny pinion shell full of water. These he set on a small basket tray and smoked his pipe over it, which was his earnest prayer. Others followed in the same manner. When this was done, he put the pinion shell of water in the ground, at an arm length deep. And on top of it he planted the bamboo shoot and he covered it up. He took his sacred cornmeal in his right hand and stood over the plant and said his prayers in silence. Then he threw the meal high up toward the sky. Then the others followed one by one. "Now," he said, "this being the last plant I know that will grow high, we must give all our hearts to our gods that they may believe and answer our prayers and make this tree grow up through the opening in the sky." When all their preparations were made and their sacred cornmeal was thrown up toward the sky, the two birdmen started to sing their magic songs and the rest all joined with them, because by that time, they knew the songs so that they could follow along with them. After the songs were ended, the little chipmunk ran up the tree, and when he got to the top he pulled on it and he ran back four times up into that tree. Then he came down and filled up his pipe and started smoking. He was always keeping time with the singing and he knew just when to run up the tree, and he just kept this performance up till the tree was high enough, and still they were singing. And then, while they were singing, they asked the four other birds that had made their attempt to go up into the sky to find the opening to fly up and see how high the tree had gone up, because by that time, the little chipmunk was tired, he couldn't run up the high tree again. 20. Now these birds, that is, the eagle and the hawk and the swallow bird and the shrike, made their trip up into the sky to the top of this tree four times, and each time, when they came back, they told the people that it was coming nearer to the opening. Toward the last, it was only the shrike that could go up, and he made this trip up four times. But the last trip he made, he stayed up on the top limb, and with him on the top limb the tree went through the opening. Of course, the old shrike felt very safe, because he knew he could come back down, resting on the limbs of the tree. When he came down, he told the people that the tree had gone through the opening. Now the chipmunk was very glad that it had gone through, and of course you know that he was overjoyed. Then the chipmunk told them that it would be rather impossible to climb up on the tree. He told them that this tree was hollow inside, and he started to gnawing on the bottom of the tree to cut an opening into it. While he was gnawing away all the men circled around the little fire and started their prayers again by smoking. After all this was done, the chief said that as it was rather late in the day, they would start their prayers and songs for the people at dawn. Now they were all very anxious to see the morning come, and before it did come, the chief had appointed two birds, the eagle and the swallow, to be on the lookout, so that no wicked people might pass. Now on this day, before they started out, the chief said to the wise men that they must give an order for some kind of a guard that would hold back the bad people and the witches and wizards that would try to steal their way into the reed with the rest of the people. So the chief told the wise men to make their payos for each four directions. These were to represent the closing of all the different trails from all directions. When these were made, he sent out the one-horned society or priests who were supposed to guard the north and west, and the two-horned priests to guard the south and east. When they got to the four directions, they made four lines out of sacred cornmeal, about 6 feet long, and on both ends of the lines they set a payo falling backward, not toward the bamboo. Whoever steals their way into the bamboo and crosses this line will perish, which means that they will drop dead. Of course, many people tried to cross from different directions and were found dead. This is how two of the societies or religions were started, Quakant, one-horned society, and Ayalt, two-horned society, which are still in existence today. Whoever came to the bamboo by the set path came safely to the chief, to join in going to the upper world. 21. The time came for them to sing their calling songs, and before they started to sing, they renewed their altar on which they had laid their prayer offerings. They made four of these prayer offerings and set them up on four sides of the tree to hold it up. These prayer offerings were about the span of a man's hand. When they started to sing, they had to sing around the altar, and the two birds were watching the opening at the bottom of the tree, so in case the wicked people should start to come through, they could drive them away. The two birds were appointed because they had sharp claws. When they started to sing their calling song, being a magic song, it took effect, and they found the names of men who were in the ceremony following one another, because the calling song, as it began, named all the wise men who were serving in the ceremony. Before long, the people were coming up one after another, that is, one family after another family. When the people were gathered there, the chief had his prayer offering ready, and at the foot of the tree he set this little prayer offering down in front of it. Then with his sacred cornmeal he made a line pointing into it. And then he walked in, and his family followed, and the rest of the royal families came after him, like the family of the village crier and the families of the others who had a high position, such as the high priest. As they were going up through the tree, the shrike started outside, because he was rather light and he could rest on the limbs. They didn't know how far they were going up. It took them quite a long while, and the chief was rather anxious to get up to the top, and after a long time they finally came up to the opening. When the chief got up there, the shrike was waiting for him, and when he crawled out of the tree, the rest followed, and as some of these people came out, they started to sing the same songs that they were singing down at the bottom. These songs were limited, and they were only to be sung four times, because they were awfully long songs. In a ceremony like this, everybody was so anxious to get to the top, it didn't seem so long, and before all the people were through, the songs were ended, and there were still some more people gathered around the tree. Then everywhere there was trouble down below, for those who hadn't been able to get up while the songs were being sung had to stay at the bottom, because the ceremony couldn't be sung anymore. Then the one-horned priests who remained below had to cut the tree down for fear that someone might steal their way up, so they cut down the tree, and this tree still had some people in it, so that is why the bamboo is jointed, because the people in there stuck in the tree and the tree kind of shrunk in between them. Migration petroglyph. 22. Masawu. Now the chief was pleased to be on top, but of course, he was rather kind of suspicious for fear that some witches or wizards might have come through. They found that there was sunshine and birds and rather a prosperous looking world. Sun, grass, flowers, trees, and everything else up above. When they had been up a few days, the chief asked his people if any of them had brought up anything with them to eat, or seeds of any kind. They searched one another and they found some corn, and of course it was rather late in the season to plant anything now, so they didn't plant, they lived on game and wild fruit and seeds of the different kinds of plants. Before very long there was a little girl who took sick and died suddenly. When this little girl died, the chief held a council to find out if they had brought up any witches with them.